Thank you again for joining us today for another few moments together in what we call Central Moments. Well, in yesterday's moments, we saw that the young child, Samuel, he had a very busy night that night. Four times the Lord came and spoke to him. The first three, he had no clue. He thought it was Eli, the high priest. Well, let me just say that it was no playtime for Samuel. It was really no dress rehearsal for this young man given to the service of the Lord, because as we will discover later, God gave to Samuel a very heavy message to deal with. Let's look at verse number 15 as we continue our story. Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. That's important because you would think, watching Samuel go about his daily duties, that nothing had occurred the night before. Part of his task was to get up and open the doors so the tabernacle could begin to function as it did every day. And we might say that Samuel stayed right on mission, doing exactly what he was supposed to do. The next phrase is telling, however. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision. This is the first indicator of what God said to Samuel the night before. He gave him a message concerning the man over him, his guardian, the high priest Eli. He pinpointed him as the target of that night vision. But as we continue in verse 16, but Eli called him, and sure enough, this is what he said, Samuel, my son. Notice that Samuel recognized his voice. Here I am. What was it he said to you in verse 17? Eli asked. God calls, you know, in order that he might speak to us and impart to us or share with us a message or information. Eli says, do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you. So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Let me just say here that we find out earlier in the chapters of 1 Samuel that Eli already had received this message from an unnamed prophet. What God told to Samuel was just a repetition of the same, but Samuel very faithfully shared with Eli everything that God had told him, even through the fear in his heart to do so. Then Eli said, he is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes. I believe there was a strong lesson for Samuel at that point, and it's simply this. When we obey God, God assumes full responsibility for the outcome and the results. I really would like to say that again because it is so important in your life and in the testimony of Samuel. When we obey God, whatever that means, God assumes full responsibility for the outcome and the results of our obedience. Verse 19, the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through the word. It is thought that Samuel was about 12 years old when he began his service to Eli. We understand that he remained there for some period of time, and his reputation grew, his trustworthiness grew, and God continued to interact with him all along that way. God's hand was upon him. God assumed responsibility for everything he asked Samuel to do. And out of it all arose a very solid testimony of confidence and trustworthy in this young man, Samuel. The real fact is that as Samuel spoke into Israel's life, God continued to speak into Samuel's life. We all want to be useful to the Lord, do we not? Samuel's devotion, his integrity, and his sensitivity to God's voice qualified him for service under God's direction and for God's purposes. And you and I need to understand today that those same things, devotion, integrity, and sensitivity to God's voice, those are the things which qualify us in our service to the Lord today. Our subject continues to be Samuel. Our prayer is focused again on you and on me. Dear Father, today we bring ourselves before you, and we pray that we may serve you and follow you and walk with you in unwavering devotion, O God, to who you are and what you ask of us. We ask, Lord, that we may do so in full integrity, walking in honesty, walking in uprightness, walking in humility and submission and obedience unto you, Lord, every day. And may we live every moment, whether day or night, with a strong sensitivity to that voice that started the ministry career of Samuel. So again today we say, speak, Lord. Your servant is carefully listening. Amen.